Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Da-da-da-da-da. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, already in the house, listening via phone, which, by the way, everyone can do. Just tune in and put your earplugs in and listen while you're at work. Listen on your computer if you have your earphones in while you work. While you have some comedy. While you work. Okay. I know it sounds like a lot of work, but it's not. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And tomorrow, they'll be doing Jimi Hendrix and the Birds. Always fun. Always fun with that. And how should we begin our day? I don't know. Let's,
Hello, Apple Sisters. I am your biggest fan.
Hey, how'd you get in here?
I don't care how you got in here, as long as you stay.
Well, aren't you nice? Would you like an autograph?
Oh, I'd love an autograph. Oh, Zeta, you're so caring and pious.
Oh, thank you. Shut up. That's so sweet. Shut up.
And Cora. Cora, you're so beautiful, and you're just like a newspaper spreading the news.
Oh, thank you. Just shut up.
And Candy, you have such wonderful penmanship.
Oh, shut up.
And you're all so funny.
Shut up.
And you have great dance moves, and your hair is
come
nice.
Come on, shut up.
And you're very topical.
Shut up.
And you look good in primary colors, which is not easy to do, trust me.
Oh, thank you, shut up.
You're just wonderful. You're the tops, you're the greatest,
shut
you're the cat's meow, you're the bee's knees.
Shut up.
Oh, Apple Sisters, I love
shut
you.
Shut up.
He could be a convict, running from the law with a loaded gun. He could be
when you could dial 911. That was weird. I got a lot of calls coming in. What's going on? All righty, you're going to ignore that call, so ignore the beep while I find another song for us. Here we go.
Well, again, Mulligan's an Irish name. You know, Americans, we're funny. You know, I mean, we're all American. We all love being American, but we're all from someplace else. Have you noticed that? And I don't know about other nationalities, but Irish people go nuts when they hear an Irish last name. Thank you for proving my point. I met some guy today. It's like, Joe Mulligan. Look at your name, Joe Mulligan. Oh, what a fine Irish name you have. Ah, Joe. Oh, Joe, I see the little pink hearts and the yellow moons and the green clovers. Your lucky charms, Joe. Irish spring, I use it too, Joe. It's a manly scent, Joe. A manly scent. Have you been to Ireland, Joe? You haven't? Ah, Joe, go. Joe, go, Joe. Where you go, Joe? Find out about your ancestors in Ireland, Joe. Your ancestors are supporting you. Go, Joe, Joe, go, Joe. Which was annoying, because he was from Korea. But I took his advice, and I went to Ireland, and something very interesting I found out about my ancestors. They're dead. So it was a short trip, really. Graveyard, U-turn, airport, pretty much, you know. I had a beer. And a potato. And came back home to my hometown. I am from New York City. Thank you, thank you. I used to live in Manhattan, live in Brooklyn now. I used to live in the tough part of Manhattan, too, over on the west side. I lived in Hell's Kitchen. I was there in the late 70s. That was a nasty neighborhood. It's better now, but 10th Avenue back then. 10th Avenue was the kind of place where they just hated you if you were a stranger. They would just stare at you. I saw this guy one day. Hey, do I know you? So why are you talking to me, huh? Next time you see me, don't talk to me. I said, excuse me, officer. I'll find the post office myself.
go. Speaking of people loving people, Camille Theobald.
Kind of piss me off. Dear handsy drunk dude, you're kinda being inappropriate right now. What happened to you being a flamboyant gay man who doesn't like vagina at all? You touching me a lot kind of makes me feel really uncomfortable. And I think I don't like it. Nope. Honestly, if you weren't gay, I'd probably have freaked out a lot sooner. But I thought you were just being fun. And now it's not fun. I don't like being touched so much. Like this. Ooh, you're drunk. You are so drunk right now. Yeah, you are in my bubble. And I don't like it. And this bubble is only intended for men that I approve of, that are like, you know, like near my age and prefer girls. Because that would make sense. That would just make sense. I don't, there's really no other way. Why? That's just how it works with sexual orientation. Right? You seem to be having a blast. But maybe you could do that outside of my personal bubble. Yeah? In your own bubble of happiness. Okay? So you're not invited in this bubble. Sorry. Why don't you go and find some people who like being touched like this? Oh, look! Barbara Streisand, drag queen! Isn't that interesting? That's way more interesting than me. You should go over there. Well, Camille. Yeah, these are
Girl named Betty, who is
Lascivious Biddies, very nice ladies, very funny. Nice, nice harmonies too. In the house is Chuck's Skull. Chuck's Skull's Golden Age of Radio, always a cheer up on a Saturday morning. Fold your laundry and get some laps with Chuck Skull on Blog Talk Radio, 10 a.m. And I think Rock World is at 8 p.m. with Kat Vecchione at Blog Talk Radio, World Rock Radio. What else do we have in the house? Wacko Bob. Tuesdays through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Wacko Bob. Follow them on Facebook, and then you could follow them. Cyanide's in the house. Marco Polo. Cyanide, does your boss know you're listening? And guest with the long numbers in the house. Thank you, guest, for tuning in. And guest, post where you're from. I like to know where everybody's listening from. Betty Jo Tucker's in the house, of course. Movie Attic Headquarters. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. this week, it's Tippi Hedren and Birds. Speaking of Hitchcock and scary movies, see if you know this one.
You'll find the hooks of the dress awkward all by yourself. I did everything for Mrs. Reagan. Denny, she'd say, no one dresses me better than you. Yes, it was always Denny. I've kept all of her things. Even the stockings she wore that day for the last time. She'd flung them over the chair in her bedroom when she changed into her shopping clothes. I shall always blame myself for the divorce. It was my fault for being out that evening. You see, I'd gone to the movies and stayed late. It was a double bill. Donovan's Brain and Hellcats of the Navy, some of her finest work. When I returned about 10:30, I'd heard she'd gone out shopping. I felt worried at once. Neiman Marcus was having a sale. She would have never gone out if I'd been here. She always listened to me. It was midnight, and she had not come back. I went and told Mr. Reagan I was worried. He said, I expect she's spending the night down at the store. I'm sure she'll come up first thing in the morning when the sale's over. I sat on my bed till 5:30. Then I couldn't wait any longer. I got up, put on my coat, and went down to the mall. It was quiet and misty like it is today. The wind had dropped. There wasn't a sound down at the mall. And then I saw it, there on the counter, her credit card. Alongside it, a light flashing. Credit denied. One of her invoices came in the afternoon mail. Along with a note, credit denied. The divorce papers came in with the evening news. Nancy leaves Ron, credit denied. You wouldn't think she'd been gone for so long now, would you? Not with the way I keep the room, just as she had them kept. You would think she'd just gone out for a little while and would be back in the evening. everywhere, don't you? Sometimes in the corridors I fancy I hear her just behind me, that quick, light footstep I could not mistake it anywhere. And in the gallery there, I fancied I've seen her leaning over it and calling to Mr. Reagan like she used to. Here, boy. Here, boy. Do you think she can see us now? Do you think the divorce come back and watch the living? Sometimes I wonder if she comes back here to the ranch and watches you and Mr. Reagan together. Imelda. Will there be anything else, Mrs. Marcus? I'm going now. I know where everything is. Don't touch a thing, a thing, a thing.
That Merry Christmas CD right away. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Tomorrow it's Tippi Hendren. Ah, ah, ah. Did I play something scary enough for you, Betty? All right. And we have Chuck Skull. Chuck's Skull's Golden Age of Radio, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. That's a good wake up, too, and get things done, too. My friend Gail Print doing the road. Thank you, Gail, for a wonderful birthday. Wacko Bob, Tuesdays through Fridays, Blog Talk Radio, Cyanide, Somewhere Across the Ocean, Somewhere Outside of Amsterdam, playing Marco Polo. Always fun. And remember, everybody, let's keep positive. Makes it an easier world to get through, doesn't it? I think so. The whole world smiles with you. Fooled you. You were expecting me to sing, weren't you? When you're laughing. When you're laughing, Mr. Cyanide 77. Eh, you're just laughing with Wacko Bob. And Chuck Skull, well, he's always laughing. Even when he's with Cat Ficcioni on Rock World or World Rock Radio. Blog Talk Radio, always fun. Betty Jo Tucker, tomorrow, Tuesday, Libby Hendren. Always an interesting interview. So check it out. And remember, get my CDs on CD Baby, and you can watch Nancy Lombardo Show every Friday, Eastern Standard Time. Three channels in New York City and worldwide on the Internet. Go to www.mnn.org. Hey, if you're in the New York City area, I have my Christmas show coming up at the 16th at the Pit, SoloCon. Check that out. As always, thanks to my pally, Gil Verento. In your own singing here. Thank you. This is Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Yeah!
Abbey, 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 that's all, folks.